Why are we driven by this desire? We have lust. Lust permeates our soul sometimes. Men, we are so driven by this lust that we have a violent streak that comes along with it. If we can't fuck it, we'll kill it. You know what I'm saying? A nuclear bomb is a man's way of saying, I'm gonna fuck up the earth. Yeah! A woman would never make a nuclear bomb. They would never make a weapon that kills you. No, no. They make a weapon that makes you feel bad for a while. Yes. Yes. That's why there should be a woman president. There would never be any wars. Never, never. You know this. It's the truth. There would never be a war. Just every 28 days, some severe negotiations. You know that. Yes. The truth is, you know it is. Because you have that release every 28 days, your friend comes to town. Yes. It's not a friend. No, no. How many friends want to make you stand on top of the roof with an automatic weapon going, get in the house! Get in the fucking house! What balances out that? There's your heart. There's romance. There's your heart going, what about poetry? What about love? What about flowers? And he's down there going, whatever works, baby, whatever works. Yes, you know what I'm saying.
Wouldn't it be nice? He is your friend. Wouldn't it be nice you can go into a bar sometimes, buy him a drink? Yeah. There'd be a bar up here for you, a little bar down here for him. Go in there, put him on the bar, buy him a lowball. You know what I'm saying? He's down there, he's looking up at you like, how you been, babe?
Sorry about last night. I guess I got nervous, fired off a warning shot. What the hell? But if you weren't strangling me so much, I'd have a better chance. God damn it, pal, listen to me. I'm sorry about all this stuff, but I ain't going back in there without some protection. You know what I'm saying? There's some damn strange stuff in there, pal. Hell no, I won't go. Hell no, I won't go. What? Wait a minute. Forget what I said. Who the hell's that? I'm going down here and I'll wait for a while. You get her. Try where you're from. I'll go in for ramming speed.
Don't you see? Be the only true character witness you could ever have at a divorce trial. Your Honor, I'd like to bring out a character witness right now. I think he has a lot of bearing on the case. Supposed to raise your right hand, tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
I never right hand, but I'll give it a shot.
Mr. Fallis. On the night of the 15th, what do you remember?
Well, it was light, it was dark, it was light, it was dark, it was light, it was dark.
And we are driven once again to find Miss Wright, or at least Miss Wright now. That special moment to make love. And while you're making love, you feel like a god. And the moment you have an orgasm, you look like goddamn Goofy. Once again, it's nature going, I don't care. Because you're going, yes, 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 yo, whoa. Oh, whoa, whoa. Is this fun or what? Laughter and orgasms are the same thing. It's an incredible release. Basically, it's your mind going, who the fuck cares? Oh, men can't fake an orgasm. Who wants to look that goddamn dumb? Basically, you're there. And once you have an orgasm, you're vulnerable. Your ego is gone. You're there as a vulnerable human being. And then... At that point, the woman's usually going, I'm ready, Harry. It's time.
The little vampire is dead for the day.
You're gone. Yes, you're gone. And yet, you must now go on with the relationship. You fall in love. You live together. You build a relationship. And eventually, the passion kind of diminishes to the point where eventually you're making love like,
do you realize the garage is open?
Things have changed. No. You can't do it.